This is a download from the BBC.
Hi there, I'm Ari from the BBC World News for Schools. It's Monday the 18th of April. Coming up, tornadoes rip through the southern states of America, Japan use robots to measure radiation risk, and extra stoppage time leaves Arsenal's manager fuming. First to the tornadoes and violent storms that have been creating havoc in America's southern states. At least 45 people have been killed, and in North Carolina, locals have faced more than 60 tornadoes, smashing houses, tearing up trees, and leaving thousands without any power. These locals have never seen anything like it.
It's like a bomb literally went off in my backyard.
Unbelievable, really. I mean, you know, you didn't know what was going on outside, but you could hear it tearing in the house, but we're alive. That's all that matters.
Saw the wind pick it up, came through, got off the road quick as we could to get shelter. Scariest moment of my life, that's for sure.
Next, thousands of people are thought to be trapped without food, shelter, or medicine in Libya. For the past 5 weeks, the city of Misrata has been under attack by Colonel Gaddafi's forces. Aid agencies say it's been almost impossible to get supplies to help people who are stuck there. Valerie Amos is with the UN.
There are thousands of people who are in desperate need of medical attention. Sanitation is a problem. Water is a problem. They're cut off from electricity. We urgently want to get in there to get some kind of sense of what is going on.
The British government says they're trying to work out how to get them to safety. Now to Japan, where remote-controlled robots are being sent into the quake-hit Fukushima nuclear plant to measure radiation levels. The readings taken by the robot show unsafe levels of radiation, making it difficult for workers to safely carry out crucial repair work. Next up, lemurs are being introduced to a Caribbean island from Madagascar. It's part of a plan to protect the species, which is under threat because of deforestation. But some scientists say introducing a whole new species to an island they don't normally live on could be really bad for the native wildlife. And for today's question, we want to know which type of lemur rivals gorillas in size. But you know, an Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger was left fuming over the amount of stoppage time given in yesterday's match against Liverpool. Liverpool equalised in the 12th minute of stoppage time, even though the ref only added on 8. Here's what Wenger had to say.
8 minutes injury time and we played 11. You would think that it was game over already before that. Could understand that he gives 30 seconds more, but we cannot do anything about it. We have to continue to fight and play.
Okay, that's all from the World News for Schools team. We're back tomorrow. But until then, we want you to get in touch and let us know where you're listening from. Drop us a line at cbbcnewsround@bbc.co.uk. See ya.